Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is also brought to you by
Tin Leaper Roofing, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Sam's Sports Plates and Sports Grill, Roy's Meat Service, Amplify Awards and Gifting, and by Valentino's Restaurante.
Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan
and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville, here are the hosts of Pret Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Greg Pogue, and Coach Bubba Spears.
Well, good Saturday morning to you. Hope you're having a good weekend. Welcome in, Prep Football Talk. Hour one of the two-hour Saturday morning extravaganza. Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville. Both these hours presented by Freeman Webb, Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue. Prep Football Talk, 14th season. And I have an over-under on how long it's going to take one phrase to come up on this show. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, Bubba, but how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. Week five.
Well, people want to complain about week five. They want to call it week four because one of the weeks was, you know, it's still week five.
And?
It was a great night.
No, okay, I lost.
You lost on that.
I lost on that one. I was waiting for it. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. I just hard to believe.
We said that last night.
Hard to believe. It's week five. It is hard to believe.
Yeah.
So, we got a lot to get to. Wow, what a night last night. By the way, hour number two, 101 with Greg Pogue. I still have an hour to get out of this.
Yeah.
Until Joe Dubin shows up.
You're hitting home runs with your one-on-one this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, with Big Joe, I mean, it's like a bunt single with him. But anyway, got that coming up next hour, hanging out with it. Come on out here. The sausage and biscuit, egg, that's my every Saturday morning at 8:30, I have a sausage, egg, and biscuit from Roy's Meat Service. That's it.
Yeah.
And you can tell by looking. Anyway, hey, you last night, I listened and everything, and first off, with the Metro over on 102.5, obviously, you and Chase do a great job, right? And I'm proud of you. What you guys are doing, really just knocking it out of the park. Had Roosevelt Sanders, the former AD of All Metro, now and just everything he's done. But Glenn Cliff last night, I'm going to tell you the story. I remember way, way back in when I first met you, I was the prep editor of the Nashville Banner. I went to Glenn Cliff and saw that football stadium, and I go, what an embarrassment. You know, you sit down, you get a splinter, if there's even a place to sit. What's that like, seeing what the Titans and Metro Government and a private nonprofit did $15 million later to have all these fields in Metro have that turf?
The word that I best describes it, it's awesome. I walked in last night at facilities. By the way, his name, Jim Wilson.
Yeah, of course, the late Jim Wilson. Yeah, and he was the coach when I...
18 years. Yeah. I did not realize this till last night. 18
and he
years
fought. He fought a bear with a switch.
He did. But now they have the turf. They switched the home side to the visitor side with new stands. What impressed me, though, how clean it was and how neat it was. And that, right when you walk in, they have an alumni building.
Yep.
Now, they're one of about three or four schools that have the alumni building. And I walked in there, and they're in the process of getting it all organized, and they have stuff up. C.J. Scott, the coach, they had his picture in there. Of course, Anthony Brown, that coached at Hillsboro that they played last night. Those two guys played together, I want to say, 99 when Glenn Cliff went to the state championship finals and got beat in a close game. And Jim's son is the principal at Glenn Cliff. So it was awesome. Great experience. Good crowd. It was homecoming and everything.
Yeah, it really came through. I listened to every bit of it. And, by the way, this is the first quarter presented by Rockwood Sustainable Solutions. I want to thank the great people there.
One good one.
Yeah, you're better – your better 100, not better half, better 100%.
Better three-fourths.
Yes, anyway. and there's a couple things, then we'll go through. And if you, we don't run down, there's so many scores, we could spend the next 10 minutes just giving you a scoreboard. Go to TSSAA Sports.com or the Tennesseans website to get all the scores. We just try in here in the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions kickoff segment here. Oh, coming up at 9:15. It is Springfield quarterback Kaysen Woodson, his coach Dustin Wilson. Last week's Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. They had a great game over here at East Nashville, 29-28.
And it went down to the last second.
Yeah. And so we'll talk to that. Bottom of the hour, our prep legend presented by Strike and Spare, Kyle Phillips. Of course, his mom, Teresa's like a sister to me. I mean, yeah. I was messing with her last night, and of course Kyle at Hillsboro and at Tennessee and the NFL, and we'll talk with Kyle at 9:30. Craig Ladd, we'll look ahead with that, and then we got Big Joe for some reason next hour. Anyway, Lebanon and Lincoln County, I want to talk about why is it important for both those programs to be 5-0, because I remember Mark Medley at Lebanon, and certainly your nemesis, Louis Thompson,
right,
at Lincoln County. What, for those programs that are in a Springfield, 5-0, those historic programs in the mid-state, I think it's important. Gallatin as well with Calvin Short. How important is it for those in programs to be solid? Because they're just historically great programs.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
That's what we have. And me living in Wilson County, Coach Gentry does a good job at Lebanon.
Yes.
And people don't know how hard it is. You know, it used to be one or two schools or three schools in Wilson County. Now it's five or six schools.
Yeah,
know?
Green Hill. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
You got Green Hills, Mount Juliet, Watertown.
Wilson Central. Yeah.
And Lebanon now.
Yeah.
So, and then you have Friendship, the mm-hmm. private school. So you got six there in Wilson County. But Coach Gentry does a great job, he and his staff. And being 5-0, it brings the community back together. And it gets those alumni coming on up. They want to check it out and see what's going on. And same thing in Lincoln County. I can't remember probably the last time they were 5-0, and I'm sure I'm wrong.
2003.
Okay, 2003.
Yep.
Well, probably Louis was still there then. He's probably still got his hands on this team.
Well,
too.
And Lebanon is 5-0 for the first time since 5-0 since 93.
93.
And that's Mark Medley.
Was it Mark or Bobby Brown?
By 93, I think it was still Mark Medley. But anyway, so just the importance of those. And here's another program, Montgomery Bell Academy. Tommy Owen was about – you want to start making a – Mount Rushmore of high school football in Nashville. Tommy Owens, the first one they're chiseling, okay?
That's right.
For all of his run. NBA's 4-0.
Right. And with a new coach,
yep.
You know, first-year coach. So it's good to see. And that's good pasture, you know.
Yeah.
They're 4-1. And you always see good pasture up there at the top.
Well,
also,
and when you say good pasture, you think David Martin, right?
Right, yep. Correct.
And all of that, and that's, and I'm glad you brought up good pasture. You know, that they're, those programs that, does it recycle, just sort of cycles itself? But, I mean, Gallatin, Lebanon, Lincoln County, they've been down a while.
Well, and at Lebanon, like I said, you got more schools.
Well, Gallatin the same way.
Right.
Like Station,
and Lincoln County opened up Fayetteville High.
Mm-hmm.
So it used just to be Lincoln County. Now they're splitting the kids up with Fayetteville and Lincoln County. So you go through those spells, and Gallatin went through those spells when they opened up all the schools in Sumner County also. It used to be just Gallatin and Hendersonville. Now, you know, they've added three or four.
Yeah, Station Camp and certainly. And Station Camp's a pretty good football team. They've lost two in a row, but to two really good football teams. This is Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. This is the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions first quarter kicking off the show. What in the world at Antioch? We're talking about Antioch. I mean, teams being 5-0. Arcente Broom out there. Andre Adams, a junior, go have yourself a night, young man.
Yeah.
I mean, he just had a season. last night.
He's still in his ice bath right now. I mean, he had a career.
I know. You know, we always try to build up the suspense for Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
We knew it when we walked in the door.
Yeah, I knew it when I went to bed last night. Andre Adams last night, TSSAA record, passed for 507 yards, four touchdowns, and then he ran 207 yards with two touchdowns. Okay, so there's 19 passes and 18 carries. That's 37 touches, if you will. 714 yards. The TSSAA record, Upperman's Connor York, way back when had, I'm not even going to do the math, I think he eclipsed it, 337 passing, 376 rushing, but 700 in the 507 yards passing, that's a whole year for when you're a coach in passing yardage, right?
No comment. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of yards. They got to ice his arm and his legs. I don't know if Arsente's got enough ice out there.
Well, and you know, it was a competitive game, 54 to 40 with Centennial.
The over and under, I think, was 70 in that game.
Yeah, well, that's what we need, right? Well, it probably won't be long. You'll be able to bet on high school football one of these days. You can pay them now.
I mean, so, he had an outstanding night. Plus, you know, he also had a receiver go catch the ball for 268 yards in Brandon Galladay. So, I mean, you know, it takes more than just one person. But what an event. You know, we talk about Jarrett Curtis every week.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows Jarrett Curtis deserves it because what a quarterback he is. And he's been out the last couple of weeks rested him up, got banged up probably.
Yeah, he didn't, yeah.
And we haven't mentioned Andre. Andre's had good nights for 5 weeks. And back to what I said earlier in the year, this game now has turned into a quarterback game. If you don't have that quarterback, that guy, you're in for a long Friday night sometimes.
By the way, I found it out. Former Upperman star Connor York, 2013 in a game against Chattanooga Tyner, 713 yards. Adams had one more yard. So I want to know what if he had gotten sacked? And that would So 714 yards of total offense, and we might as well go ahead and do it right now. Let's name the Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State co-players of the week, okay? Because to throw for 500 yards, somebody's got to catch that ball, right?
So a lot of them.
Yep. Yeah. Brandon Galladay, 7 catches, 268 yards, and a touchdown. And certainly Andre Adams, we'll hand out 2 plaques. Tell Arsente, your former player, former TSU player, we're going to be coming to see him.
I think he took all my passing routes from me, and, you know, he gave them to Andre. That's where my passing
routes. Well, that wouldn't have taken long.
The bootleg. Yeah. Somebody.
What's a 3-step and a 5-step? We're going forward, not backwards.
That's right.
So anyway,
but what a night.
Yeah,
man. Still.
And so and there's so many things that we could touch on. NBA being 4-0 right now, and to beat Knoxville Catholic down 10-0, 13-10 win with that one as well. So anyway, all right, that gets us going. The Rockwood Sustainable Solutions opening kickoff, the first quarter of this show. Coming up bottom of the hour, our prep legend of the week presented by Strike and Spare will be Kyle Phillips, Hillsboro, UT Vol, NFL. We'll talk with Kyle with that. Also, Craig Ladd looking ahead. But coming up, it is our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week from last week, week 4, Kaysen Woodson, the quarterback at Springfield. They're 5-0. And his coach, Dustin Wilson, coming up right here on 94.9 The Fan. By Freeman Webb, Roy's Lead Service, Nashville. Come on, hang out with us every Saturday morning. Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. We name Andre Adams. His receiver, Mr. Galladay, will be going over there and doing plaques. We were over at Springfield High School. Kaysen Woodson, the quarterback there, and the head coach, Dustin Wilson. Kaysen was our week 4 Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week against Station Camp, 14-18, 316 yards, four touchdowns, rushed for 75 yards and a touchdown as well. And they're 5-0 after a big win over East Nashville last night. Coach Wilson and QB Kason Woodson. Coach, how you doing?
We're good this morning. How are you guys?
It's always good to wake up on Saturday morning being 5-0.
Yep, breakfast tastes a little bit better. Lunch will be better. Watching games and everything will be a little bit better today. Practice will be better this week. It's good stuff.
Kason, hey, good morning to you as well.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Kason, tell me about the game last night. We'll talk about what's going on in your world, but just tell us a little bit about last night.
It was a hard-fought physical game. I mean, both teams wanted it real bad, and we played every single snap like it was our last. So I just feel like it was a good hard-fought game.
Kason, we don't say this a whole lot, and Coach, we didn't. You know, we were talking to you, and you got a great facility when we came up there. Very impressive, I tell you that. And I bet right now you love your kicker.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have two of them, but the one that hit the field goal last night, this would be his third week in the game of football. He's at Hendersonville this morning playing soccer, so I just picked another guy up from PE class and put him in a situation last night after he'd already missed two extra points, and we just, you know, felt like that was the best thing to give us a chance to win there. And I don't know if he knows what he did yet, but he put it up right at the right moment.
Coach, you sound like me back in the day. The best kickers I had, I got off the soccer team. So, but that's what we have to do, and you know that at a small school like you're at. You know, anybody that can do one little thing, and like you said, he kicked last night, soccer this morning. Kason is at the school probably watching film and in the ice bath. Is that not right?
Yeah, he will be. We'll actually go in there and do our recovery here in a minute after we watch. We usually watch film till 9:30, and we get a good recovery stretch on, and they're off by 10 o'clock. I ask them to come in at 8, and we're not keeping them past 10. So, yeah, you know the drill. That's what we'll be doing here.
Coach, you know, when you talk Springfield football, there's a couple of people you got to bring up. One of them is Coach Boyce Smith.
Absolutely,
from years past, back when I first started. And then you got to bring up Randy Thomas. You know, you and I talked about him the other day. And now, you know, it looks like we're going to be bringing up Dustin Wilson a lot in that conversation, because what an outstanding job you're doing up there with you and your staff.
We'll be too old to talk about it, won't we? We'll be gone. That'll be up to Kason to talk about it, won't it?
Yeah, well, but his stories we might not want to listen to anyway, huh?
You know how we're better storytellers when we get old, so maybe these youngins will grow up and be old, and they'll remember their old coaching staff, and it's all about their high school story. So this specific team and Kason sitting here talking to us, they got a good story going this year.
Kason,
what makes this team special?
I mean, we're all brothers. It's always a brotherhood. We can always meet up on Friday night and play our hearts out, and we can always be on Sunday morning and just be with each other and be brothers and be best friends.
You know, Kason, just meeting you when we took the picture, I can tell right now how Coach Wilson feels about you and his team. And to have a coach that cares the way that Coach Wilson cares about his players, it just shows in just a few minutes that I was with y'all while we took the picture. And you're fortunate to play for a guy like that, and also he's fortunate to have a player like you at quarterback, because with you really make the team go. Tell us about some of the people up front that give you the opportunity, your linemen. You know, without the linemen, you know, the running backs and the quarterbacks, they would be lost.
You're exactly right. Them big guys up front, they really get it done. They got to be fighting the big nasties all night, as I call it, but hey, they get it done. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have one of the better offensive lines around. So, and, I mean, we got, Nashawn Thompson at left tackle. He does an amazing job. And then Cooper Rawls, he gets it really done. He gets after it. And then Caden Norman, he's a little undersized, but he fights like he's 300 pounds. And then you got Dakota Bedwell. He is a little over 300 pounds, but shoot, he gets after it. And then Cortavious Heron, probably the best kid, nicest kid I'll ever meet, and just a good guy.
He ain't the nicest on Friday night, though, Coach Spears.
That's good. Well, he can be nice during the day, but at night when that whistle blows, that's when you want him to go.
Yeah, around 7 o'clock, he turns to somebody else.
Tim Leeper, Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week, Kason Woodson for Week 4, Springfield 5-0, Coach Dustin Wilson as well. Hey, Kason, tell me about Jermaine Cobbins. What do I need to know here?
Good athlete. That's all I can tell you. He's a good kid. I mean, really everything you want to know. I mean, you can kind of see on Friday night.
He's a good teammate to him. Like, that's why it's kind of hard to sit here and talk about him. I'm sure you're Kason with it, but. He's a good teammate. You know, all these kids, they can be caught up in all this stuff, but him and Kason hanging out, Kason and Beard hanging out, he's a good kid, and they're all buddies. So you can see that's why Kason said he's something about he's a good kid at first. Like, it's pretty amazing to watch them hang out and hold each other accountable in the way they do, because it's not accountability like from a boss to an employee type of thing. They're just all buddies, and they talk the talk, and they hold each other accountable, and then they go on their ways after football.
Well, and, of course, Jermaine being recruited by just about everybody as a cornerback, right? Don't tell him how many, you know, offers he's had. Kason, yourself, we were talking about that the other day of just where you fit in this picture. You're just a junior, but still that next level has to be out there somewhere.
Yes, sir. I would love to go play at the next level. That's actually been a dream of mine since I can remember, since I picked up a football. But, hey, the Lord's plan, that's all I can say. Only time will tell.
Coach, we've talked a little bit about everybody that you mentioned on the team, but this is I got to come to you because Kason's not going to talk about himself. Tell us what it's like about coaching Kason. Just meeting him, he seems a good kid. He's your quarterback. He's the one that puts the key in ignition and starts the show for you. Tell us what it's like coaching somebody like Kason and knowing you got another year with him.
Yeah, it's always good in the summer when you know you got your quarterback. but you talk about just running an offense and stuff like that. He's still a junior, as you just stated. So we played, I guess he played all but one last year, so played 13 games as a sophomore. But it's also something, too, where you can say quarterback, but last night he was another running back when we needed it. And that's what style won that football game against that opponent. So he's a baseballer. He can go out there and sling it somewhere just because that's comfortable to him. But, you know, his weight, his body will be a little bit deceiving. He finishes runs well, and he's still learning how to play offense. Like, it ain't backyard football that these kids sign up for. They love football, you know. Then they figure out, man, I need to go on two right here to get the other team. Or, hey, we need to hurry up. The clock's going down. Or, hey, this is a fourth and one right here. You know all the intricacies of high school football and them learning in their own simple mind. And he's just growing up and being able to do it on the ground and in the air and understanding who his threats are and taking what the defense gives us. It's just growing, so he's still growing, but he's doing a good job at it.
Well, Dustin and Kason, good to get to know you guys. Congratulations, 5-0. I know they don't hand out trophies the last week of September, but you know you got to the midway point at 5-0. More to come. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you guys.
Sure, thank you.
All right, thank you, Dustin. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Brent. Good luck to y'all.
Springfield 5-0, Lincoln County 5-0, Lebanon 5-0. Got a text from our boy Craig Ladd, Whites Creek 5-0. Sneaky.
I was going to bring that up.
Sneaky 5-0.
Coach Darnell.
I mentioned Jermaine Cobbins.
Yes.
Just a sophomore in that class. He's the number 4 cornerback in the country, not the state. He's already got 17 offers. Tennessee, Georgia, Vandy, Florida State, Ole Miss, on and on and on and on and on. So things are good looking up over there. And you mentioned the legacy of Coach over there.
Yeah, Coach Boy Smith.
Boy Smith, certainly. Yeah. Yep.
And one of the others that was there, boy, if I don't mention him next time he sees me, he'll have slept me. Coach Pearson.
That's right. I'd pay to see it.
I bet you would. And I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yep.
And Dustin has stepped in and has done an outstanding job. And like I said up there, what a facility.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't realize they had a new school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful.
All right, we'll take a break. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service East Nashville. Coming up at 8:45 or so, Craig Ladd will look to week 6. Say it. It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
Joe Dubin next hour sitting
That's
right where you are. Well, I've got him facing the beer, so we'll do that. And next, our Strike and Spare Family Fun Center prep legend, Kyle Phillips. All that right here on 94.9 The Fan. It is Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Strike and Spare, Family Fun Center. Our legend of the week, Kyle Phillips, Hillsboro High School, University of Tennessee, the Jets, the Saints, the defenders of the UFL. Kyle, what are you doing, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm sitting on my balcony in Orlando on a little family trip. So I'm feeling good. Life is good.
You know, and I left out the most important part. Your mom's like a sister to me. You know that, Teresa. Give her a hug, okay?
Okay, I will.
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Like I said, just finished up with our UFL season this past spring and, you know, just staying in the mix of things down here in Florida right now. So just looking forward to what's my next opportunity.
Kyle, this is Coach Bubba Spears. I didn't get the invite to Florida, but, you know, tell me about what all you've been doing since your last football game. Let's bring this up. You won the championship.
The defenders,
yeah,
right, in the UFL.
The championship.
Yeah, so, so I played this past spring with the D.C. Defenders. We got the UFL championship. So that was amazing, great. So things went really, really well with that season. I came down to Tampa, Florida, with my girlfriend and her twin sister. They live down here, so just been visiting, training, and doing some of my cooking. I don't know if y'all know I think I'm a private chef somewhat. So.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Bubba will pay and I'll eat. We'll do that.
Okay.
We'll do it that way. All right. That's not happening. Yeah. I know better than that. this is a high school football. Talk about Hillsboro, what that meant to you, your coach, of course, and everything as you went through. And when you reflect back on your high school experience, because, I mean, you were – what, 4- or 5-star Tennessee? You went there. I know LSU was always in that picture as well. But talk about your high school days.
Yeah, went to Hillsboro High School. And the funny thing about it is, what people probably don't know is I almost didn't even play football. My mom encouraged me to because I was just so into basketball at the time. And my mom, she encouraged me to go out there and try out. And this is my freshman year, Coach Marino. Dennis Marino was our head football coach there. And I went out there. I think something happened. I didn't have my physical in time, so I missed the first day, and I got out the second day. And I was on at that time, it was just JV. You had JV and varsity. You didn't have a freshman. And then we had some type of live period. And I kid you not, I probably made – and this is when I wasn't even going to play football. I kid you not, it was like a 9-on-7 period, run period. Inside zone, outside zone. And I made like 5 tackles in a row in the backfield. And after that day, they were like, you're moving to varsity. So after that is just kind of when I just started really taking football serious and then getting into it, because honestly, at that time, I had no clue I was even good at football. I just thought I was just running for no reason, for cardio, I guess.
Well, you
but,
go ahead.
Yeah, after that time, I really just started seeing my potential and just really thrive ever since then.
You talk about Coach Marino. He's a good friend of mine, and that day that happened, we were talking. We would talk about every third, maybe fourth day, because that was his first head coaching job. He brought your name up, and he said, "I think we're gonna." He said, "Coach, I think we got one here." He said, "He's young, hadn't played before, but boy, he's really looking good." And that's the first time I remember hearing Cal Phillips. And I couldn't talk to you if I didn't bring this other guy up. There's somebody else in your family played football too. Micah was a pretty good little football player for me over at East.
Oh yeah.
How's he doing? Yep.
He's doing good. He's in Nashville still, so he's making a way for himself, and he's doing good.
You tell him I said hello.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
Kyle Phillips, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Legend of the Week, Kyle Phillips, Hillsboro, UT, NFL, and just won a ring. But I keep bringing up Mom, okay? And Teresa Phillips, obviously, just a Hall of Tennessee Sports Hall of Famer, the first black female athlete at Vanderbilt. I mean, just a trailblazer. I mean, the first female to coach a men's college basketball game, all on and on and on. Did you know what Mom did as you growing up? Because she ran an athletic department.
No, I actually did. I did. I kid you not. I mean, my mom was one of my – I mean, she was definitely an inspiration to me. I looked up to her a lot. I mean, every time we would have Black History Month in school, I would just use my mom. everybody would use all these other figures. I'm like, I got a figure right here, public figure right here that made Black History. So, and just history in general. So, I've always looked up to her, and I've always been aware of how great she is, and how, you know, the amazing and wonderful things she's done in her career.
She did have a career, I'm telling you. Probably when y'all sit around the table and eat, when the word player came up, she probably just grinned, didn't she? Because she knew she was a player in her day. And what a person she was, and an advocate of sports, and when she got into administration. And did a great job with the two boys that she has, and you and Michael.
Thank you. No, she's done wonderful things. And it's always been about helping others achieve their goals, helping people thrive on the collegiate level and onward to their adult level, you know, past being a student athlete. So she's done amazing things within the state of Tennessee and been a trailblazer for people around the world.
Kyle Phillips with us. Kyle, you're 28. You're still young. What's next? Getting in a camp somewhere?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Like I said, I'm staying ready. I'm also opening up a personal chef business coming soon called Fill Your Cup. So trying to see where that takes me. Cooking for a professional athlete, getting into nutrition. So I've been setting myself up for my future as well.
Well, that's great. I mean, so, all right. What's your go-to dish?
Oh, my go-to dish?
Yeah, what's your go-to dish?
I will say, I don't know if I have a go-to dish because I love cooking different things, but things that people have always asked me about were my short ribs.
Oh.
Braised short ribs, yep.
I'll tell you what, just next time you do that, text me the address. I won't come in. You can bring them out, okay. And I'll leave, okay?
No, I'm going to text you my address, and you know where I live. Yeah. You've been there. Just come on up and cook them anytime you want to, Kyle.
I know. Yeah, but I guess one of my little niches is I've always been into healthy and holistic eating and cooking and stuff like that. So I've always, when I played in New Jersey, I actually had with the Jets, I had a private chef, and they kind of specialize in cooking whole foods and healthy, organic, and fresh foods, and that's kind of been my lifestyle pretty much. Even when I was young, I always liked fresh, eating fresh and stuff like that. So that's kind of what my niche is.
Yeah, it's well, good for you, Kyle. Hey, thanks, man. Great catching up with you. Give your mom a hug. We'll talk to you down the road, bud. See you, man.
Okay.
Good talking to you, Kyle. Good luck to you.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, Kyle Phillips. I mean,
great. He's not a kid anymore.
No. I mean, but when he was at Hillsborough High School, and you, I think I was doing a show at the Southern Steak and Oyster with some goofball named Joe Dubin, and he was down there wasn't he wearing an LSU? He was going to LSU,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then Tennessee came in and swooped him away.
Yeah.
I should have asked him this. Can you imagine what his market value would be right now in the NIL world?
Oh, my God.
Well into the six figures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a good career at UT, and, you know.
Always got hurt.
If he hadn't got hurt with the Jets.
Yep, got hurt. He was starting. He was starting defensive lineman with the Jets when he got hurt. All right, hey, we'll take a break. We'll look to week six. Yep. What is it?
Can't believe it's week six.
It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, Craig Ladd coming up right here, 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville. 2-hour extravaganza. You know, next Saturday, one-on-one with Greg Pogue is going to be Vicki Yates. She was here about a month ago, and she suggested on air, not of my doing, that she's going to host the show and interview me. And Vicki Yates, I told my wife.
They'll listen just because of her.
Well, I know. And I told my wife, Robin, if Vicki wants to run away, I'll send a postcard. So, anyway. Week six, Craig Ladd. What's up, buddy?
I can believe it's week six coming up.
You can believe it.
I can. I needed an ice bath this morning. I sat on some bleachers last night for 4 hours, and I need it.
So what was Forrest last night?
They were at Fayetteville.
Okay. And yeah, you set up the broadcast on, and what'd you do it with the equipment in your lap? What'd you do?
Well, the press box is tiny, about the size of an outhouse, so no room for us. So we were in the visitor bleachers, no electricity. And we had to use the generator.
That's called high school football.
At its finest.
That's exactly right.
Before we get into the week's game, tell us a little bit about your running back you got up there at Forest.
Well, I tell you, Bubba, he is special. He is so shifty. And I have yet to see anybody when he gets, and I've said this before, when he gets in the open field and breaks out, I've yet to see anybody catch him. He's got tremendous speed, he does a lot of, he can jump cut, not lose any speed. He's just one of those special gifted athletes. I'm talking about Quincy Mitchell, 319 yards rushing last night, 3 touchdowns, and twice this has happened. He first offensive play of the game, against Huntland, he goes 99 for a touchdown. Last night, first offensive play, goes 60 yards for a touchdown.
Wow.
Wow. All right, let's look ahead. Week six, I can't believe it, too. I do. let's go to Rutherford County, Oakland. Kevin Creasy's got it going on there. At Blackman, you know, is that a game? I mean,
selling
tickets now.
This is a great week.
Yeah.
This is a great week. There are some marquee matchups coming up. Oakland at Blackman, you know, guys, Patriots continue to roll. They blanked Siegel last night, 38-0. They're 5-0. Listen to this, Greg, and just take this in. You too, Bubba. Over the last 12 seasons from 2013 to 2024, and then 5 games into this season, Oakland has an overall record of 164-14. That's a 921 winning percentage. Included in that, 5 state championships and 2 runners-up.
Is that good?
Absolutely amazing.
Is that good?
I think
nobody beats it around.
It's just crazy. And now doing it, let's call it like it is, in the high school NIL world.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, guys, Blackman also, they're 5-0. They blanked Laverne last night 49-0. They have outscored their opponents 173-29 this season. This will be the 29th matchup in this series. Oakland's won 22 of the matchups, including 12 straight. But that game last year at Blackman, Oakland squeaked by 13-12.
It went down to the last possession, if I'm not mistaken. And it looks to be that kind of game again this year.
Absolutely.
Innsworth, Brentwood Academy. Innsworth, of course, you know, we know about Taylor Hasselbeck, the Wyoming commit, son of the coach, you know, and J.C. White over at Lipscomb. And not as much about that game, but Lipscomb, Brentwood Academy.
Well, this will be the 19th meeting all time between these two schools and the first since 2022. Brentwood Academy has won 11 of the previous meetings, including 7 straight. But, you know, Innsworth's won 3 in a row after knocking off Lipscomb last night, 49-8. You mentioned him, Taylor Hasselbeck, the Wyoming commit. He passed for 241 yards last night and a pair of scores. Brentwood Academy, also undefeated. They blanked Christian Brothers last night, 31-0. Cruz Jenkins, quarterback who took over for George McIntyre, 238 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and former, guys, listen to this, former Oregon commit, 5-star wideout, Keyshawn Bowman, 8 of those completions went to him, 170 yards and 3 touchdowns. He decommitted.
I just saw, Oregon, yeah, he decommitted from Oregon last night, right?
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yep.
Wow.
Sure did.
Craig Ladd with us. BGA FRA.
BGA coming into this game with a bye week. They're 4-0, averaging 55 points per game, led by senior quarterback Caden Marrable. Man, you talk about a season, guys. He's completing 82% of his passes for 1,097 yards, 16 touchdowns, no interceptions. What a year he's having.
1,000 yards passing in one – hold on. 1,000-yard passing in 1 year, it would take, like, one of your quarterbacks like 10 years to do that, right, Bubba?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we counting warm-ups?
Yeah. 7-on-7s.
FRA guys, 5-0. Knocked off Davis Academy last night, 35-14. They feature one of the top juniors in the country in Amari Sanders, who had 90 yards receiving last night and 2 touchdowns in the win. He's ranked number 2 in the state and number 29 in the nation for his class.
Justin Geisinger, the job he's done at FRA, is, and it sort of goes under the radar a little bit.
With the bigger private schools, Division 3, what do you say, 3A. But I'm telling you guys, we've talked about this before. We have athletes in the mid-state. We have a lot of colleges come through here, and you can just about name the school. They're coming through here looking at these young men. And what nights we've been reading for 5 weeks now that some of these quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs, and, you know, and of course, we're forgetting the lineman. You know, Beach has got a lineman that's committed to Penn State. So, yep. I mean, we have the athletes in the mid-state that are fortunate enough to go to the next level.
Yeah, Bo, and I'll say this too. This tells you the depth of the players in the mid-state. BGA has a 2028 defensive tackle got offered by Ohio State this week.
Springfield, we talk about Pearl Cone's non-region schedule, and you get into the region, you're going to play 5-0 Springfield. We just had Coach Wilson and their quarterback, Kaysen Woodson, on earlier in the show. I mean, Pearl Cone, I hate to use the cliche. I mean, they're 1-4, got their first win last night, but who they played, and now they got to go to Springfield.
Yep. Well, I made the statement after the game 4 when they go 0-4, they wouldn't lose another game. I didn't realize Springfield was on the schedule.
You're right, guys. They got their first win of the season last night, blanking Kenwood 19-0. And like I said, Greg, don't be deceived by that record. Their four losses are to NBA, CPA, BGA, and Oakland.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the NFL talent they're playing against right there.
Coach Brunetti, he does not back down.
Well, it's called job security.
That's right.
That's what it's called. Right. In Gallatin Station Camp, Sumner County.
Yeah, you know, Gallatin started off 3-0, but ran into an angry and very talented Green Hill team that their record's deceiving too, losing 46-13. Green Wave senior quarterback Jackson Stroop has been outstanding this season. He's passed for 883 yards, completing 77% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, just one interception going into last night's game.
Okay, we got to bring up one more.
All right.
The Antioch Bears.
Antioch, and that's our Metro Nashville game of the week Friday night. Cane Ridge, Antioch with you and Chase on 102.5.
At Antioch.
Yep.
You know, they're 5-0. Of course, their quarterback, Adams, you know, good night.
Andre Adams last night, 741 yards total offense?
Total. Yeah. 714.
Guys, you talking about a turnaround? It hasn't been that long ago that they had lost 22 straight games.
Well, you know, and Arsente Broom, high school football coach right across from me, he's done a great job, Arsente, over there. And you're right. As a matter of fact, we're Tinley-Pa Roofing Mid-State Players of the Week. We've got co-players. You know, Andre Adams with all of that total offense, but 714 yards. But Brandon Galladay, 7 catches for 268. So we're handing out 2 plaques at Antioch. Have we lost Craig?
Did we lose him?
No, I'm here. I'm back. Okay. You lost me there for a minute. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got to run. We got some music bed coming up here, top of the hour. I got to get you out of here. We got Big Joe Dubin in the house. I don't know what I've – but there it is. I don't know what I've done to have another hour of
– Your ratings are going up because Big Joe's here.
Oh, man. He's a social media darling.
Yeah.
He is. All right. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bubba, we'll see you next week.
Good Lord willing.
All right. 101 with Greg Pope coming up next.